exciting, or is it kind of like midway through the season almost, and you guys are maybe not looking forward to traveling so much?
I mean, we're getting to leave the country. Going away, I don't want to say it's a vacation because we're going to, handle business and take care of football. But, I mean, anytime you get to go somewhere, I haven't been in London before, I'm looking forward to making the trip. So it's going to be a fun one. Hopefully, we can come back with a W and the flight won't be as long.
Bye week coming up after this. Have you guys discussed anything about what's going to happen during that time?
Rest, man. Rest.
Might be in
here, getting some treatment and doing the right things, but we can use that bye week, we can use that off time. It's like we said, we're halfway through the season, so everybody's looking forward to that week that they get off. We just have to make the most of it when we have it.
Is there a collective push right now to you recognizing there's a bye coming up, really if we could just grind out through one more week, we get a little break here?
Just got to push through everyone. It's another game Sunday, we're going to play it, try to go out there and execute. And we get a bye week the following week. We're going to try to catch up on some rest, watch some football.
You guys, obviously, it's been about routine for a long time. You guys fall into a routine every week and certain expectations. Is this difficult to kind of step out of that shell, that cocoon that you're normally in, to have to go overseas and different experiences, different media responsibilities, et cetera?
Really, for us, it's treating like another away game, man. We hop on a plane every Sunday. If we're not at home, we're getting on a plane and going to the airport. When we land. This trip's just going to be a little bit longer, and we're going to be in a different country. So it's going to hold a surprise for us when we land, and we're looking forward to that. We're going to get back to football, at the end of the day, and just keep it to the basics.
You going to go try to visit the Queen?
Hey, man, if she calls, yeah, let's go.
How much of a difference has Ivan Fears made for you guys, or you personally, and for you as a group, with it being a young group?
Ive stresses the small things, man. And Ive isn't going to change for anybody. And for him, he's been here for a while. He's had some great backs come through here. And, he's our coach. And he does an exceptional job in our room of spreading it around and getting all the guys involved. And, for us, we like having a coach that's committed to us as much as, as he is.
Does that make it easier for you to accept his teachings, knowing that there's been a lot of different backs that have come through here and found success over time?
I mean, for us, we just have to – with Coach Fears, he's kind of like, put it this way, he's going to make sure the small things are done. How they get done, it doesn't really matter, but he wants them done. So for us, we have to buy into that regardless of who's come through here and who's here now. We're here right now, and this is the present, and that's what we focus on. So for him, he's just going to continue to be the same old ball coach that he is, and he didn't change it. So like I said, it's the Patriot way, and it's been bringing, some great success to this program, so that's what we have to follow, and that's what we need to do.
Leave the league in first downs?
Not really, man, but hey, it's good to hear.
What does it mean? I mean, it's like an underlooked stat, but it's a highly productive stat, honestly.
Hopefully I can keep pushing and get a few more.
What kind of challenges is the Rams defense posing for you guys?
We're about to open up on that right now, so I actually have to get to my meeting in the next minute so I can start breaking that down. So I'm going to take a look.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.